Welcome to this week's sermon at Village Presbyterian Church. At Village, we seek to be shaped by the life of Christ, to practice authentic friendship, and serve the world. You're invited to join us at either our Mission Campus or our Antioch Campus. For now, we hope you hear a word for your own life in this sermon.
I want to invite you to join your hearts with mine as we begin with prayer. Let us pray together. God of grace and God of glory, we pray that you will escort these ancient words of wisdom, well traveled among your saints, to find us here today. And may your word be like the fragrance of flowers in a stuffy room, and like a pebble that gets caught in our shoe. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our scripture passage today is from the book of Colossians. It is the third chapter, verses 12 through 17. Let us hear God's word for us on this day. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, with kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our Lord shall remain forever. I've already said it to you, but Merry Christmas! I am really trying to keep these 12 days of Christmas seriously this year. No, I mean it. Everywhere I go and everyone I see, I have been telling them, Merry Christmas! And for the most part, people are very receptive. Other times, it seems like I'm harassing people. But Merry Christmas! And happy 12 days of Christmas! But I do have a confession for you. I still have no idea what leaping lords or milking maids or swans a-swimming have anything to do with it, and why we would need multiples of any of them, except for this. They are the gifts a true love gives to their beloved. They are the gifts that a true love gives their beloved. No doubt, all of us in this room, we have been feasting in the embarrassing wealth of the season, enjoying all the new gifts we have received earlier in the week from those people that we call our true loves. It's part of the joyful season, isn't it? I mean, it's not the reason for the season, of course not, but it is part of it. We give gifts and we receive them. Perhaps it is a sign pointing to the fact that we have been given God's gift of Christmas and that God desires us to receive that gift of grace with joy and to give it back to the world. Those last two parts, we don't always get right, do we? Receiving it with joy, giving it out to the world. But it is about a gift that we have received. And we try our best to receive it. God's love is born in the world through a child. And my friends, that is a gift. But I've been thinking a lot more of how hard it is to keep that gift. So one of our first Christmases here in Kansas City, my brother, Alan, he sent us all penguin pajamas. Now, I know my brother probably picked these out of a $5 bin at the Big Lots. I can't tell you how overjoyed we are by his generosity. And they were these cute little fleece combos, you know, a red top and green pants. And on the front of the shirt, on the front of the pajamas, was a little penguin that had a Santa hat and a little real pom-pom sewn into the fabric. You don't seem impressed. I can't begin to tell you how obnoxiously thrilled I was to get this gift. I had to put mine on immediately. There was no waiting. I had to put it on immediately. And as you can imagine with these things, it was one of those one-size-fits-all kind of deals, you know, which if you were me means one size that will never fit. The shirt was a crop top at best, and the pants had me ready for the flood. And right at that moment, can't you believe that this would happen? Right at that moment, our doorbell rings. I went to the door to open it, not giving one thought to what I looked like. I opened the door, and there standing were two Stephen ministers bringing their favorite pastor some Christmas treats. There I was in the doorway with all my Christmas joy on display for the whole neighborhood to see. It is an image you will never get out of your head. You're welcome. And it is an image that two lucky congregants will never let me live down. But that's not the point. I mean, here I was feeling confident in my new penguin pajamas. And so I got all the other things and I took them upstairs. I changed into some more casual clothes and I put all those other things at the top of the closet. And as the year went by, at times I remembered to bring some of those things down. You know, a dress shirt or two. Some socks, a tie maybe, but other things like sweaters, a flannel shirt, they stayed up there. I forgot about them, honestly, until the winter months came and I didn't need them anymore. And then later on, Advent and Christmas came back around and I saw those things up there at the top of my closet and I pulled one of the sweaters down to, I think, put on for a Tidings of Joy concert. My wife, Tanisha, she saw me standing there with the sweater and the sales tag hanging off of it and she said, "I see you enjoyed my gift from last year. Are you actually going to put that thing on? Are you actually going to put it on?" I can tell you this story because, you see, the truth is we're given a lot of gifts at Christmas. And we put on things that make us look ridiculous sometimes. And then there are things that we have been meaning to put on that we have forgotten that are even there. And Paul is trying to remind us of those things. In this section of Paul's letter to the Colossian church, it always appears in the church's lectionary at this time of year, in the first Sunday following Christmas. And it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. It's kind of like a New Year's Eve text, if you will. And as we are surrounded by friends and family, and as we welcome the closing of a year by ringing in a new one, as we have received new things and new people and new commitments into our lives, well, how could we ever forget the new life of Christ that is in Christmas? That's what I'm thinking about when I say keeping Christmas, which is keeping Christ. And that doesn't mean keeping it for ourselves. It means hanging it around our neck. Keeping Christmas is keeping Christ. And Paul is telling us that in order to do that, we have to put on Christ. My wife was just teasing when she asked me, "Are you going to actually put that on?" But Paul's language and imagery here of clothes, they are an appropriate one because, you know, he has always seen the gathered community of the faithful as the body of Christ. So, of course, we're going to need some new clothes. And that is, those are the gifts he reminds us of. He calls them compassion and kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. I can remember the first time I ever heard this text as an adult. I think I was in my early to mid-30s, newly married, a new parent, a new child in our hands. I had just newly joined my wife's home church, and I had just been newly elected a deacon. Boy, they had no idea what they were getting into. And I went to one of my very first meetings that year. It was in the new year, and they read this text to the group. We were all asked to reflect on it. I mean, I wasn't going to say anything. I'm not crazy. But organically, the conversation started to break out around the table. It seemed like everyone had something to say. The pastor made eye contact with me. I knew I was doomed. He asked me if I had anything to add. Now, don't get me wrong. I had read the Bible, of course, but only by accident. I had read the Bible before, and I had read this passage before, but I didn't know what to say, and so I said what was obvious. I said to them, that sounds like a lot of clothes. But the more I keep thinking about it, maybe Paul has it right. Maybe these are the perfect amount of clothes. An overcoat of compassion, because how could we ever share enough warmth among ourselves? A shirt or a blouse of kindness, because face it, we're all going to need some kind of breastplate of some kind. The pants of humility, because where we walk and how we walk it, it matters. And two shoes, the perfect pair. Meekness and patience. Shoes we could all use a little more time in to feel comfortable. What we wear, it can affect our attitude. It can play on our outlook and our perception of things. It has an effect on our lives and our relationships. And I think that's what Paul is getting at. What we wear, metaphorically, can have the power to communicate to others what we care about and who we want to be. Trust me, I've seen it. When my family and I moved here in the summer of 2015, everywhere you could look, people were wearing royal blue. I mean, there was a championship to win, my friends. And there was no denying, everywhere you looked, there was no denying what was on the hearts and minds of the people of Kansas City. Today it will be red. Oh, you know I know that. Today it will be red. The big red has gone to our head, folks. And there are other examples, too. I mean, just think about them. The Alzheimer's Association, when they host a walk to end a brutal disease, you will see people wearing purple t-shirts everywhere you go. Or with the Susan G. Komen fight against breast cancer, for that it's all pink. Mothers and daughters, granddaughters and grandmothers, generations of women are all decked out in pink. Even athletes across all the sports are sporting some kind of pink. We wear our colors. We wear our love. We already do it. And so Paul is reminding us that if a little Christ-like love is important to us, both personally and as a community, then we'll find more time to put it on instead of just leaving it in a drawer or up in a dark closet somewhere. We wear love. And when we wear love, our hearts and our minds are on Christ. And Christ is literally, quite literally, on us. And when Christ is on our hearts and our minds, then God is alive in us. And that's what keeping Christmas is all about. Acknowledging that God is alive in us, that God is alive in the world, that God's love has come to us for you, for me, for everyone. And you know what? People can see that. Especially when we see it. And it looks a lot like what Paul's talking about. Think about it. Bearing with one another feelings, their concerns, practicing forgiveness and gratitude, teaching and correcting with grace, and, oh yes, and singing together. Even the littlest things like singing together can show the whole world our love for one another. But let's face it, do you want to know what really makes a wardrobe come together? Accessories. Accessories. A great scarf with a pop of color, the right pendant or a hat, the perfect handbag or a pocket handkerchief, just the right touch can bring everything together. Well, for Paul, we can never go wrong accessorizing with love. We can never overdo it with love as our added little something. It binds everything together, he says. And so you might be asking yourself, so Lynn, what do you mean about this pendant or a hat of love? What are you talking about? I mean, what do you mean by accessorizing? I like to accessorize. Well, I think it's like this. Any tiny, compassionate, Christ-like act in the world, that's what it looks like. Like sharing a good chili recipe with a friend over a cup of coffee who just lost her husband, and knowing that you didn't need to fill the silence. Or honoring that monthly lunch date with a guy I'm only getting to know over the last few months because his journey is through a long treatment schedule. We're offering to bring someone to church because they wouldn't be able to get here otherwise. Or sewing neck pillows in the basement of a church for people in a hospital. Oh, yes. And singing. Singing with children in Sunday school. Every tiny act of Christ-like compassion. That's what it means to accessorize with love. And doesn't it make much more sense for us to put on such love, to wear love, than to keep it stuffed away in a dark closet? So wear love. Put on Christ. And on those days, you will keep Christmas. And you know what? It will feel like Christmas too. In the name of the Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer of all of life, one God, Mother of us all, thanks be to God.
Come on, clap. Ready? Let's go.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon at Village Presbyterian Church. Learn more about us at villagepres.org, and we invite you to join us again next week.